All right, good afternoon. And yes, you're still listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Dakoru Batuba, and it's time for us to look at a very important topic. But just in case you do not know, Rivers State Police Command has a new commissioner. Yes, there is a new commissioner of police in Rivers State. Now, if you have been listening to our news bulletins, you would have had the story that Olatunji Disu is the new commissioner of police in Rivers State. Now, he replaces CP Wonyemeka. Disu's new appointment comes barely 7 months after he was promoted alongside 32 others from the rank of deputy commissioner of police to commissioner of police. Disu is the former deputy commissioner of police, Department of Operations, Force Headquarters, Abuja. He previously served in the Rivers State Police Command as the deputy head of the State Criminal Investigation Department. Now, we want to talk and have a conversation for development on how this will impact security in Rivers State. Now, in the past 3 to 4 years, we have had our commissioner of police frequently changed, right, in Rivers State. How has this impacted security? And also, given this, the unique security issues that we face, how do you think the current commissioner of police should go about tackling it? What ideas do you have to contribute to the policing of Rivers State? Remember, security is everybody's business, so to say. Huh? So let's do this. I am Kala Dakoru Batuba, and I have a guest via the phone. She is a lawyer, a former police PRO, yes, public relations officer here in Rivers State, and she goes by the name Dr. Rita Inoma Abe. Welcome on the show. Can you hear me, madam?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, welcome on the show. So, yes, Rivers State has got a new commissioner of police, and I'm wondering, the frequent change of police commissioners, in your opinion, as a former, and yes, by the way, if you're listening, she's retired from the police, as a former police officer, and now, in the legal business, how do you think this affects or impacts a society, not just Rivers State, generally, when you frequently change, sometimes less than a year, sometimes just over a year, and then the commissioner of police is redeployed? How does this affect the security or the policing of a state? All right.
I just want to tell you that the transparency architecture of any state lies with the police.
Okay.
And we are all aware that the external security architecture lies with the Nigerian military.
Oh, yes.
And we know that the police alone cannot handle security. Also, we have the sisters of the invasion that are also helping out in maintaining security in the state.
Okay.
So when you are talking about incident transfer of maybe police commissioners and all that, there's nothing like incident transfer. Because the day you are transferring immediately is the day you start things that have to write your handover notes. Because they say that they can move your meeting. If they see that you are better off in another place, they can move you to that place. So there's nothing like incident transfer. And if you are talking about affecting the security architecture of the state, it cannot. Because the security architecture is already there, it's already laid down. So what the new police commissioner does is just to build on the already laid down security architecture. So it has nothing to do with anything in the state or security challenges in the state. So that's just how it is.
Okay, madam, let's look at it from this angle, yeah? When a police commissioner comes in, he usually tries to drive his policy or his ideas and opinions in how the security architecture, should go. For instance, the outgoing commissioner of police had the zero crime initiative. The one before him had his own initiative. There's always somewhat a new initiative when a new commissioner of police comes to town, when there's a new sheriff in town. So you don't think this will, change or affect it in any way, going by what you've said?
No, it is not a fix. Because the security architecture is already built.
Okay.
So what they need to do is to build on that
All right, so we're still trying to establish connection with our guest. You know, but what do you think? You know, what are you thinking about the changing of police commissioners every now and then? And what do you think should be the agenda of this new police commissioner? What are the issues? Where are the areas they should focus on? You know, these are some of the questions that I'm asking. You can go on Facebook and drop your comments in the comment section. I'm talking about Nigerian for BHS dash the handle. Drop your comments there in and let's get talking. Let's get the conversations going. Also, you can send a WhatsApp message to the WhatsApp number 0809 030 6416. Let's continue the conversation there as well. What do you think? What do you think about that? Do you also think that maybe the political drama that happened in Rivers State last week has, you know, some connection to the redeployment? Think about it. Remember, in Imo State, the Commissioner of Police was redeployed because of his alleged involvement in politics. You know, the statement did say that there were allegations of partisanship, or he was partisan, and that is why he was redeployed, you know, for equity's sake. So what do you think about that as well? And then I also have got a question. You know, someone who knows the terrain will do a good job, right? And so they have brought in someone who was yet again working in Rivers State, the police command in Rivers State. I think it was the CID. I stand to be corrected. I have to go back to my report and look at it. However, he worked in Rivers State. So what's your idea of, you know, the new police commissioner coming into town and helping in the fight against insecurity? I'm still trying to establish connection with my guest. It's a crazy network out there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phone lines and you and I get talking. Hopefully. Okay. All right. I've been able to establish connections. Hello. Welcome back, madam.
Sorry, the network is challenging.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. It is challenging. It's such a fantastic conversation. And so, you know, there would be challenges, of course. There would be challenges. Welcome back on the show. So you were talking about the police commissioner being changed every now and then and how it would not affect the security of the state. So let's get to you.
Yes, what I was saying is that the structure is already on ground.
Okay.
And when the new commissioner is posted, what he will do is just to build on the existing structure and improve on them. So when you have a mayor, when you have mayor officers that understand their duties of protection of lives and property of everyone, everything will move smoothly. So it cannot really affect any security police in the state, because the structure is already built and planned. So it just needs to improve on them and ensure that the protection of the lives of the citizens is sure. That's
not
what
you
would do.
All right. Now, you mentioned earlier that one of the reasons why the commissioners are redeployed every now and then is because the IGP or whoever is in charge of redeployment looks at the strengths and the weaknesses of these commissioners and look for places where they will perform and perform well. What are some of the characteristics that are looked at in the redeployment process?
For instance, they will look at your profile.
Mm.
You know, there are some persons that are good in maintenance of internal security generally.
Okay.
They want to look at their profile and they know that you perform better in a place that they see that maybe there are security challenges that are already sitting in that place. They will put to them because they know you will do better.
Mm.
So that is how the posting is done. So we don't have anything like the instant transfer. The IG will just know that you perform better in this place, they move you to that place and move this person to that place. So any day you are posted to a new place, you start preparing and handing over notes because it can be moved anytime.
Mm.
So that is how the structure of the police is.
Okay, but do you think sometimes political events have got a hand in how some of these commissioners are, you know, redeployed? Because last week, if you would remember, in River State, there was the political drama. Could that have been one of the factors? I'm just asking, in your opinion.
You mean what happened in Imo State?
No, in Imo State, of course, I do know that, you know, the CP was redeployed because of the politics being played there. But I'm saying in River State, could the political drama that happened last week, you know, where we had the House of Assembly, you know, being attacked. We had some issues where water cannon was used and used in a crowd where the governor was a part of the crowd. I'm wondering, could that have also been a reason why, you know, redeployment was done in River State, in your opinion?
It could also be one of the reasons, because the police will have what is called vicarious liability.
Okay.
So if you are not too sure of yourself and you allow your junior or your other officers to put you in that kind of situation, it will result in your removal. But however, that might not be the case. The police will have image before their hands and watch the whole security of the state being challenged by mob action.
Mm.
So what they do is to make sure that they do their job. That's what they did by the, you know, that protection. If they said that they did not know that the governor was in the midst of those people, it could be true. It could be true that they could have expected the police to fold their hands and watch mob take over the whole state.
All right. So you've retired from the police, and you know the police in and out. How do you think, or what do you think can be done to improve policing, not just in River State, but generally, you know, across the nation, nationwide? What can we do to improve security? I don't know, maybe from the community level, maybe from the state level, or even from the national level. What would you propose should be done to help improve policing in Nigeria?
I think you should know that the police themselves are also human beings, that is not a person.
Okay.
And you know how the public turned to the police. They turned them. But they should also understand that these police personnel also have families. See, most times, you see them on the road. They buy fuel from their pocket to ensure that the police is great.
All right.
You understand?
Mm.
So at least they should start from the top. I think, let me just say that we mentioned corruption. Corruption is favoring them, starting from the top and all that. So what they should do, like they should ensure that these two sources that are meant for the effective policy should be given down to the people and ensure that they have good vehicles for them to police the place. If you look around, the majority of the vehicles that they use in policing the place are private vehicles. And majority of the persons here, the citizens, may not even really know that these people are police personnel. They might take them for kidnappers and all that.
Mm.
So it's necessary to let them give the police enough resources like vehicles to do their work. If you talk about the guns are not sophisticated enough. You know, if you see the guns the police are using, you compare with the ones ambulance are using, it's a tie to them. So these are the things they should take it into consideration so that the police can do their job effectively.
All right, so tools. When you mention tools, something comes to mind. I do not know if you heard of the story where, you know, SP Bako Angbashim was killed in Aude West region, and he was killed by a gang led by someone called Tubaba, General Tubaba. Awuda area, yeah. And, you know, up till now, Tubaba is yet to be apprehended. 2 months after that happened, Tubaba is yet to be apprehended. And we've seen, you know, Tubaba and his boys brandish the weapons that they have, and the weapons are sophisticated and new. Could that also be the challenge why, you know, certain criminal elements like that are yet to be apprehended? I mean, like Tubaba, 2 months after he committed that, you know, heinous crime, we're yet to apprehend him.
And when they commit this crime, you cannot expect them to remain in that particular place.
Okay.
They will move to another place. That's why it's a bit difficult for the police to apprehend them. And that does not mean that they are sleeping, because I'm sure they have spread their tentacles to ensure that those criminals are apprehended. I'm telling you that they'll be apprehended, no matter how long it takes.
So it's not an issue of sophisticated weapons. I just wanted to, you know, understand that.
They have it. And the challenge is these weapons do not fly from the air. You understand? They pass through either the seaport or the road, even from airport. So I think they have some guns, and they have some people, so they have some big meat that are just behind them, that are supplying them this ammunition and these guns. So if we are true to our test, and we carry out maybe a thorough investigation, well, I think they should push out the people that are behind the supply of this criminal and get them arrested and maybe to God.
All right. Madam, now, still talking about security in Rivers State. Recently, we have had a lot of stories where young ladies have been kidnapped and killed. Recently now, a 13-year-old was found dead in HA. How do you think we can tackle this issue? We've also had e-taxi drivers complaining that they have been robbed, their cars being snatched. And yes, the outgoing commissioner of police was, you know, working on it and was looking at developing strategies to ensure that they curb that menace. How best, you know, you've been in the police once again, and I do believe in your era, you know, you guys also were able to successfully tackle some of the crimes in River State. What was your approach at the time? What is the best approach now? Can you educate us, given your experience?
We know that that is something that took place. I think I would just call it glitch. And these young boys, I want to get rich quick.
Okay.
That is just the result of that.
Okay.
In my own opinion, I think I will suggest that the community policing, you know, should come up for the game. And then the traditional rulers, they need to be equipped so that they can do their work better, because they are the ones that face the community. They know this so better than us. Police are not street, and they cannot be everywhere to see that crime is happening here and there. But if you have this effective community policing and the traditional rulers are equipped, I think we'll get better results from that approach. But security can be, all these security challenges can be minimized.
Now, what's your definition of community policing? Because a lot of people have, given various or varying definitions of community policing. Are you saying people in the community should join the police and, you know, police?
No. Not really joining the police. But we have a section where we train them, at least give them a kind of first aid. The first information on the general police duty, not that they will join the police. We will tell them that these are the things you need to do, how to police your community, and if you give them phones and all that, tell them that we want to see anything like this. If you cannot reach your traditional ruler immediately, please call this number immediately so that they can come there and help the situation. So it's not a question of them joining the police before they can do effective policing in their community. The community belongs to them.
Okay.
So they have to help the police, because when you talk about security, it's not just in the police alone. Security is everybody's business. If you don't secure your place, that means you're also putting your life at stake. So that is just how it is.
All right. So you are saying more like intelligence officers.
Intelligence gathering, yes.
All right. Some people have said, maybe we can use vigilantes, you know, be vigilantes like OSPAC have been, you know, going around communities and trying to, you know, rid the communities of insecurity. But then there is the argument about whether these vigilantes should carry weapons, you know, no matter how light the weapons are. What's your take on, you know, vigilante system? You know, you just talked about community police. Can vigilante, you know, fit into that picture you've painted?
Guns. It's only the president that has the power to approve guns to any special the security that is being formed. So if you say that brandishing guns, if they're carrying illegally, And it is not for the best interest of society. So if there has to be given bonds, that approval should come from the president. That's why we call it prohibited arms. It's prohibited firearms. It can only be granted by the president. So if this man brandishing guns, they are carrying the guns anybody, which is not to the best interest of the society. Because we have found stories where sometimes even harass people, you know, just like that for no reason. Some of them use it to revenge. Some of them use it to settle scores and all that. That is not what they should be building.
But if community policing is basically just gathering intelligence, there is also the argument that some police officers, when you take the information to them and say, oh, Kalada is a thief, stolen from here, sometimes they report to the thief.
There's a section of the law which permits private persons to arrest criminals.
Okay.
So once you arrest the police, take them to the police. The most thing can
be done, get them prosecuted if they are found wanting, and not carrying them to go and see the military and all that, doing any sort of things to them.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's where I'm going to. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm saying, or I'm trying to ask, that there are issues where people have done all of these things that you have said, or even just gathered intelligence and, you know, given to a police department or a police officer, and you know, the police officer or department goes back to tell the criminal element and say, oh, XYZ person reported you to the police, and then the criminals start going after the informants. So is that not a hole in this grand idea of community policing?
We have hearing such stories. You know, the police, in their wisdom, they have done what is called there's this phone call where I said then you can call a public complaint hearing. I think that one is working very effectively. And if you notice such things, it's a matter of you now calling that or going to a higher authority to tell them. This is what I'm observing. And I'm sure that the truth can be handled.
All right.
But what we have been hearing is, even inside the police, we have been hearing that.
Okay. Now let's come back to the Commissioner of Police in River State. How best you think he can go about enhancing the security in River State? Like you've said, he's going to continue the structure already on ground. However, he's supposed to improve on it, because that, I believe, is the reason why he has been brought in. As a matter of fact, I have had several messages on the WhatsApp platform saying that the outgoing Commissioner of Police, CP Wonyi, did an amazing job in River State, and so they are surprised that he's leaving. How best do you think he can continue the policies, the structure put in place by the outgoing Commissioner of Police? In your time, how was it done? as PRO, you're very close to the commissioner at the time. So can you tell us how it's done, how these commissioners, transition when they are newly deployed to a place? So what strategy can you put on the table for him to take us
advice? You know, police commissioners, they don't sleep.
Okay.
They don't sleep. So we have to have departments. And you cannot expect the commissioner to work 4 hours around the clock. That's why you have assistance. See, majorly, the area that the public of the job is the Department of Operations. That is the ops. And now you have area commands, and you have details. That is why it is segmented. For you to know that this area is being covered by you. And it is left for you now to spread your men, gather information, get what you need to do, and it's report back to the computer. If they know that you don't have the strength to manage your area, that's why the Department of Operations is there. They will send you their men to assist you. Because that is really what they do. They send some representatives to most of the divisions to ensure that they back them up and strengthen them to ensure that the security services in the place is being managed. So, can we do it?
Okay. Let me ask one final question before I open the phone lines. We have spoken so much on community policing, right? But let's go back there for a minute. So let's say there is yet to be a structure, a proper structure on community policing. How can the various communities, you know, because for instance, the report of the young girl, the 13-year-old girl who was killed, happened in Eche local government area. Eche now will have that image, you know, young girl killed there. People will become scared. So how can the communities in Eche, for instance, improve the situation by policing their community, you know, or would I say participating in community policing? How can they do that? And how can they, you know, assist the police?
They have traditional institutions, and they have these young men that are staying within the villages. So it's clear for them now, for this traditional institution to come up, they should recognize them, they should recognize their skills, and they should also know that they have a lot of things to do in their community. Then these young men who are ready to work in the community, they have a little segment. You have to handle here. Make sure that you police this area and ensure that anything that you see happening in that area, you report back. I think if they start doing that, they're going to see some of the things that are in and report back. If they were not vigilant, anyway, I think that guy was killed before they now discover the something in the sack.
All right.
You know, if they were vigilant enough, they would have seen that with the boy and all that, and that's why I'm thinking it's not all that easy. But if they start going into segments, dividing them, I'm sure that you'll get better results.
All right. Okay, so security is everybody's business, so they say, right? So you should join hands with the police. All right, let's open the phone lines and let's get to take a listen to what some people listening to you and I converse have to say about all the things that we have been talking about. But if you're just joining us, you're welcome. You're listening to Hard Facts in 92.3 Nigerian Info. I am Khaled Akuru Batsvor, and we are looking at the topic Rivers Police Command and now has a new commissioner. And I'm speaking with Dr. Rita Inoma Abe, CSP retired. She was once upon a time a police PRO in Rivers State and now a lawyer. Interesting, right? So to join the conversation, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. What are your thoughts on what we have been talking about? WhatsApp number for WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. We are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We're active on X, Nigeria Info PH. And let's get your thoughts on that as well. All right, this one says, Kalada, some of this deployment of state police commissioner or commissioners are mostly done on selfish interests, more than interest of the general public. Like the former commissioner of police before the last CP was yet to deliver election for their masters, Chris Onyewenyi. Now, madam, there is this perception by a lot of Nigerians that the police is a tool in the hands of politicians. How can you launder the image of the police when it comes to that? Can you help us with that one, please?
We cannot say that.
All right.
Because the IG is the son of the police, and the police is in charge.
Okay.
So when we have a report, and the thing that the report is about his feeling, it comes on the IG, you know, to submit that situation, and that movie to another police, and bring in another person. So it's not that we are in the hands of
politicians.
That's not
the
case.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, so I'm going to take the call myself. I hear the network is disturbing. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? All right, we're having network issues. Let's try again. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Yeah, it is raining out there, and so the network is poor. But let's keep trying. Hello, your name, your location, please.
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name? Can you speak up, please?
I'm Michael.
All right, Michael, what's on your mind? What do you want to share with us? Michael, you're not audible enough. I can hear you. I have to let you go there. Okay, the phone lines are really disturbing. Let's keep the conversations going. Let's get back to you, madam. I don't know what's wrong, but I believe they will fix the lines for us, the phone lines, so we can talk to our listeners. But, you know, now that the new commissioner is in town, I do not know, but what areas do you think the commissioner should focus on in terms of improving yet again the security architecture of River State?
I think they should focus more on the water side.
The water side?
The water side.
Oh, okay.
Some people that are suburb areas.
Mm.
I think they should focus much on that area. And also they should stay the tentacles outside the city. They should not just police only the metro, but they should just spread their tentacles outside the city. Once the people that was still was not still in the city.
Talking about the water size, you know, that's a very difficult terrain to police. You would need gunboats and all of that stuff. How, in your time, you know, was that terrain, especially the Bile axes or some of the axes where we've heard stories about pirates and the likes? How was it policed then? How did your, when you were a part of the command, how was it done? How were you able to police or secure?
The structure that they use in such areas are not always
made
known to the public. That is left for the police.
Okay.
So that they can handle that area. Okay. So by the time you start doing it now in the public, they will bend in your feet and there will be a 10 step ahead of us.
Oh, true.
So that's better than what we do.
Okay, let's try the phone lines again. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Trust me, I can see your calls coming in, but I don't know, whenever I take them, the calls drop. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your
name?
What's your name?
Yes. I know that. Sorry, I'm calling for an eyewitness. With my eyewitness now. I'm calling for a water program. The electric shock. I'm going away.
Can you send it? Okay, so high tension wire. Okay. All right then.
So we are calling the part of the light. You find it difficult to.
All right, then. All right, thank you very much. The one call that did go through was talking about an eyewitness report. We'll look at that story in a jiffy. But keep your calls coming in, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp messages should go to the number 0809-030-6416. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What is on your mind, please?
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Mokoboy Village.
Your name is?
I like to. Kristen.
All right, Kristen, welcome.
Yeah, calling from Mokoboy Village. I am telling the police have been traveling.
Okay. All right.
And I'd like to say that their problems lie within them so much. In as much as we agree and we know. And it's every man's issue. If it's difficult to give an information to a party or individual you can trust, I, for instance, I have personal experience of there with the evidence. There was this criminal that was caught. And we arrested him, took him to a policeman, took him to the police station, only for them to begin to even export us for breaking the policeman and the criminal
And rather than the criminal confess their master, confess who said who is their master, and the police are telling us to go and investigate that place, come back to them. And I wonder, if somebody is in your custody and somebody has confessed, that certainly a division that brought this person that you have already extorted also, to go and make if I come back to you. So it becomes so difficult that even when we have the opportunity of, you know, getting criminal, catching them as in what we call community policing, it's even very difficult to submit them or to take them to police station. So until they work on themselves and make us trust them by their actions, it will be very difficult for us to work with them.
All right.
But that does not mean that they are not some good aspect of them, but the challenge is, even on maybe this is a personal opinion, from the top to the down, things must be done for us to have security. I think that is my own thing. Having, if they allow us to trust them, we bring people to them, they don't expose who brought them, because that's an issue. Because you leak a secret to them about criminals, and the same criminal will come back so many days and tell you, I told you I was coming back.
All right.
The policeman told me that wait for us, we are coming. It's a challenge. So
right.
I think with them to work on themselves, push away the criminals among them. And I tell you, these things are changed.
All right, thank you very much. I've got to move on now. Thank you for your time. Hello, your name, your location, your
Hello?
Contribution. Yeah, what's your name?
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening or good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to call him from Washington.
Woji, you're calling from Woji, welcome then.
Mboshimini,
oh, okay, welcome. Mboshimini, welcome.
Yeah, I will start by saying that Nigerian police, they are trying. They are doing their job, but they have some other things that distract them.
Like what, then?
My own is like similar to the last caller. Like, there was a time we caught a thief in my area. We sent the guy to the police station. The police people requested that we should open a case file. I asked the policeman, look at the wrappers that this man stole from somebody's shop. Why would they want me to open a case file with a criminal, a thief? We left the thief there. So the next one is their extortion from motorists. Those things distract them from what they are supposed to do. So that is my contribution.
All right, thank you very much. Madam, would you want to respond? Two callers that we've managed to have as a result of the network issue have pointed to our conversation on community policing, and they have said it's difficult because, yet again, the police, you know, does not do what it should.
I don't know if they have the police control room, because the police control room is just like the people working there is just like they're working directly with the city,
okay,
the commissioner of police.
Okay.
So once if they have arrested somebody, they should call the control room and get them informed. We have arrested so suspects and we're handing them over to the police. So that if at the end of the day that we didn't get any result from that police station, it should get result from the control room. Mm-hmm. Because the control room is the map of the commissioner of police. So I don't know if they have the number, or if you want me to give the number of the control room so that they can hear it and be calling, or the public complaint bearing number, which is controlled by Abuja. So if they have those numbers, I think it would be a very good thing for us.
All right. All right. Yeah, you can actually reel out the numbers if you do have them. It will be lovely so people can actually reach out to the control room directly.
Okay, I think I have the control room number offhand.
Okay, so let's hear it then.
Can I call it?
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
080-32-32-00-00-35-35-14. Yes.
Okay, so can we call it?
The public complaint number, that's Abuja. Can I call it?
Yeah, please do.
080-57-57-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00 01.
All right. So so if they call these numbers, they will get to reach the high command.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Someone is saying the police high command should step up action and purge the force of some of their men who collude with these miscreants by giving information to them.
But you also see that the police officer is not arresting on his house. Most of the complaints that are given, they say that he's taking action, and most of them, those bad eggs, some of them have been dismissed, and they show them to members of the public.
Okay.
To really tell them that the police are not sleeping on all the complaints that they are laying, and they are ensuring that those bad ones are being fished out from the job.
Okay, all right. So the police is our friend, that's what you're saying.
Of course, there is no difference. The police is your friend. Without the police, can you move on the road?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. All right, so I'm going to read this message now. It says the police high command should step up action and purge the force of some of their men who collude with these miscreants by giving information to them. Little wonder why people refuse to give information to the police. Secondly, why is it that policemen do not go on transfer? They are officers who have served in a particular station for over 20 years. And this is coming from Anonymous. Can you help me with that? Do you have the answer? Are police officers transferred or are they not transferred?
No. You can be transferred. If you have stayed in a place, you can be transferred out from that place. Because if you were staying in a place, you become so familiar.
Mm.
And it will also affect your job.
Okay.
That is the more reason why it should be transferred to other places. It is federal police, it's not a state police. Say you are expected to remain in a particular place. If you are really staying in a place, you move out. Like me, I worked almost everywhere in the state. There is no part of the state that I did not work. The only place I did not work was Adamawa State and Taraba State. Those are the only two places I did not go to.
Mm.
So if you are a policeman, you should move out and also have a test of how policing is done in other places.
Okay, thank you very much, madam. I'll take some few more messages and then we'll wrap up the show so I can let you go back to your business for the day. This one says, my name is Mr. Principal Banigo. I said, madam, my warm regards to you. Please say I need your contact. I'm Bonnie as well. Okay, that's not what we're doing on the show. This one says, Carlotta, even the lady laughed when you said police is our friend. I mean, police is your friend, isn't it? Okay, someone said, please, can you call the police phone numbers again? We'd like to have it again. You know, someone is sending a message there.
Okay.
I didn't write it down, so maybe you can help me with it.
Okay, I should call it.
Yes, please.
The police complaint in Port Harcourt here, 080-080.
32 00 00 35 35 14 14. All right.
The public complaint number in Abuja, the unit.
Okay.
080 080 57 57 00 00. Another 00 00.
01. 01. So 0805 700 0001.
Yes.
All right, then. What's your final word? Because I would have to let you go at this point. What is your final word? Maybe to the commissioner coming in, maybe to Rivers people as it concerns community policing. What is your final word? Because we all want Rivers State to be safe.
The new police commissioner that is posted is a very sound commissioner.
Okay.
And it's somebody I have worked with.
Okay.
And it's a no-nonsense person.
Okay.
He does not tolerate all those reports that they give on. He doesn't leave it like that. He makes sure that he investigates and get it to the bottom and make sure that whoever is at fault, that person is punished. So what I want to just tell members of the public is that they should also know that the police, they have families, okay. They have blood running in their veins.
Mm.
They're also human beings like them. So we know that even in the Bible, they know that we have Judas. So also in the police, there is no organization that don't have Judas. So they shouldn't use that one now to judge the good ones that are there in the police. We still have good policemen in the job that are still doing their job very willingly.
Alright.
So they should keep on cooperating with the police so that we can get everything better in society where we live.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure having a conversation with you. It's been great, chatting with you and talking about the police. If you're just joining us, better late than never. We're talking about the River State new commissioner of police, and I've been speaking with a lawyer and a former police PRO here in River State, Dr. Rita Inoma Abe, CSP retired. Thank you very much once again, madam, for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you're the person who called in earlier, I am in communication with PHED staffers or someone from PHED at their main office. So please, yet again, can you pass on that information to me via WhatsApp? Where is the high tension wire? Where has it fallen? What area is that? I'd like to know. Remember, the WhatsApp number is 0809-0306-416. They are asking because they want to turn off the feeder. So if you can get across to me immediately, I would love it. So I can pass the information on to, you know, the PHED staffers or the management there. Please do quickly pass on that information to me. Thank you. Once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809-0306-416. So I'm going to take some more calls. I'm going to try, you know, getting your thoughts and, you know, what we're trying to talk about. I know the phone lines are crazy. It's raining out there and the network is terrible, but we will weather the storm together because that's what we do. We talk for development. So the numbers to reach me in the studio are 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Just hit me. It's raining and I've got my... Oh my goodness. All right. Let's see. This one says, hi, presenter. The major problem of policing in River State is that majority of officers recruited between the year 2000 and now are either members of, you call the, you know, different cult groups. And then you said they are kingpins and hardly be apprehended or arrested because of corporate espionage. You see young police officers on duty dressed irresponsibly, taking hard drugs in the open, using some professionally, I'm sorry, and showing unruly behaviors to people. We really have a problem here, Ken from Rupoko. All right, let's see if I can take this call. Hello?
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 Okay, how are you?
I'm struggling to. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Tavu. I'm calling from Kalaja. I don't want to make an observation, Kalaja. The man that called you and was really complaining about the high tension, it's a matter of policy that has to do with life. I know you're
interviewing somebody, but that would be suspended.
So you get too much information from that man. Now that you're getting back to the person,
Did I cut him off? Did I cut him off? No, sorry.
Did I not listen to him?
So now that you're calling me to query me, did I not listen to him? Oh my goodness. Maybe I should let you do the job sometimes. Anyways, moving on. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp number 0809-0306-416. Hello, welcome.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, the person that called concerning the electrocution said is Asimkolurum Ibo.
I gave them that information. That's what he gave to me. I gave to them. But they want to know the particular area in Polo Rumigbo so they can turn off.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Keep your... Do I have enough time? I think it's time for me to go. The news update up next. But yet again, if you are the person who made that call, they want to know the particular area so that, you know, we can pass the information to PHED so that they can turn off power in that area. So nobody dies and nobody is affected.